Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break, break every chain,
break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
Talked about, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there
anything too hard for him to do. I don't care how many shackles, I don't care how many chains are on us, we can break free. We can allow God to loose those shackles and to loose those chains. And how does he do that? He does it by the renewing of our minds. He changes our heart. He takes out this old stony heart and give us a heart of flesh, a heart to love our fellow man, a heart to have a compassion for those that may not know anything about loving, anything about showing some compassion, anything about extending a helping hand. Oh, we serve a mighty God today, and I just bless him and I thank him. We thank God for another opportunity to come on this radio broadcast and lift up the name of Jesus. We're not here for chaos. We're not here for envy and strife. We're not here for no confusion. Our sole purpose is to lift up the name of Jesus. Our sole purpose is to encourage someone, is to inspire someone, is to uplift someone, is to empower someone to pursue their destiny in Christ Jesus. We all have a destiny to pursue. Hallelujah. So we thank you for tuning in to New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection. Certainly, we don't take your visitation for granted. We don't take your fellowship for granted. We know at the 1 o'clock hour, you could be doing something else. You can be somewhere else, traveling, taking care of your normal chores and your everyday business. But so we thank God that you make the sacrifice and tune in and listen to this broadcast. God have empowered and God have enabled vessels, men and women of God that I believe sincerely love the Lord with all their heart, soul, and mind. And they come on this line and make sacrifices to impart the word of God to each and every listener. So we thank God for those that make sacrifices, the pastors, the ministers, the evangelists, the prophets and prophetess and apostles and mothers and sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. We thank them. Amen. We're on Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Saturday, we also have two lovely hosts, Elder Albert Burns and Minister Billy Burns out of North Carolina. They host a segment called They Overcame on Saturday morning at 5 a.m. Pacific Time and at 7 a.m. Central and 8 a.m. Eastern Time. And their show is that segment is titled They Overcame. And this is a time where they allow people to come on. You can come on. Anybody is free to come on. But this is a time where they allow you to give your testimonies and share it with what God, share with the world what God has done for you, how he's brought you out. She just don't want to put food on her table. We can believe God for that. But can you believe him to heal you of all manner of diseases? Can you believe when the doctor's report say negative, say it's positive? Can you believe that God will turn that report around? So whose report are you going to believe? So, and also on Sunday morning, we rise at 7 a.m. Pacific time. That's California time, people. And we have 30 minutes of early Sunday morning prayer, and we get ready as those that go to their different respective houses of worship. Just take 30 minutes out of your time and give the Lord some praise, and just pray for the nation, pray for our families, pray for our communities, pray for our co-workers, pray for our boys and girls all over the nation, pray for our leaders. Amen. So we bless the Lord, and we're just so honored today to have with us a wonderful woman of God. She has been she's a grandmother, truly, and she's a grandmother, she's a mother, she's a sister in Christ Jesus, and she is a willing worker. She loved the saints of God, and we have gleaned so much wisdom from this mighty woman of God. So we're going to open up with the word of prayer. Amen. And then we're going to get right on into this segment today. Again, we've been talking this week, and we're going to further this discussion because I just see something here. And the Lord wants to encourage us. And our destiny focus for this week and next week is going through with purpose. Everything we're going through, God has a specific purpose of us going through it. Amen. So we're going to continue that. We have some speakers right now. I'm scheduling our speakers for next week. And on Tuesday, I'm just saying Tuesday so, because I'm so excited about this young lady that's going to be with us next week. Her and her husband are pastoring in Atlanta, and she's a young lady that I knew her in her teens when we were living in Atlanta. And I tell you, she's a mighty young woman of God, and she is preaching and teaching the gospel as God opened up doors. So she'll be with us on Tuesday, and we'll give you the lineup before the week is out. But by way of announcement, too, before I ask Sister Ruby to pray for us, tomorrow and Friday, we're having a two-day seminar. And those of you that tune in on a regular basis, you know this wonderful man of God, Pastor Edward Hamilton of Provoke to Purpose Ministries. He's out of Houston, Texas, and he does our Provoke Fridays. Every Friday, he's faithfully on the line teaching and preaching the gospel. So he's doing a two-day seminar for us on this topic, and he has some mighty things to say about going through. He even posted some charts about going through the different phases of going through. So you don't want to miss this two-day seminar starting tomorrow, and also it will be on Friday. So if you all are on Facebook and you all have friended me, if you haven't, please friend me, and you'll be able to see the announcements and the flyers as we post them. Amen. So we thank God for you. And just a moment, we'll be bringing our main speaker up. So we're going to ask Sister Ruby to open up with the word of prayer for us on the day. God bless you, Sister Ruby. Thank God for you.
God bless you. Okay, praise the Lord. We just thank you, Jesus, that you have allowed us to come back another day, another opportunity to go on this broadcast that you have been the founder and host of Evangelist Adrian Bernard. We thank you for this opportunity to call in and to reach out to your precious, wonderful, saved people, filled with the Holy Ghost, royal family, and your precious people all over the world, because you said all souls are yours. We thank you for this opportunity that we can reach out to all nations. Hallelujah, that you have given us this opportunity to bring on different speakers that you choose, that you anoint, that you send forth your rhema word from heaven, that it may be applied down here into our hearts and minds and life. And as we walk thereby in, we want to walk in your will and your way. Hallelujah. We thank you for this opportunity. We lift up our speaker to you today, Mother. Well, we lift her up to you today, and Lord Jesus, we ask you to bless her, guide her, and give her a rhema word that's in her mouth for your people. We thank you for the families and the children and the grandchildren. We thank you for the pastors, the bishops, everybody that you have deemed to come on this broadcast. Hallelujah. We thank you for our founder and host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Lord, we ask you to strengthen her because you know just what she stands in need of. And you know that she's been obedient to your will and your way far as this broadcast is concerned, going all around, not all around the United States, but you applied it all around the world. And we thank you for it. We thank you that we feel as though that you have given us a witness to the word to go out and permeate that men and boys and women and men and may be saved through your word, that you would draw. You said if you be lifted up from the earth, you would draw all men unto you. And we just thank you. We pray for our a host, and we pray for the ones that you have allowed to come on the line and listen and hear. We pray for their families. Lord Jesus, we pray for their children. We pray for each and every soul that's not here, that's listening to us, because you said you put it in our spirit to do your will, oh Lord, and we want to do your will in your way. We thank you for the archives, the one that's come on and listen, Lord, Block Talk Radio, Facebook, Lord Jesus, the one that you have led there. We praise you, and we give you the glory, and we give you the praise, and we love you, and we just ask, Lord Jesus, that we be humble before you. Humble is the way to seek your face. Humble is the way to do your will. Humble is the way to walk in this life, to be a witness, and to bring out the gospel of Jesus Christ all over the nation and all over the world. You say, go and teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You have risen. You are alive forevermore. And we thank you and we praise you, and we give you all the glory and we give you all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. So we just want to let Mother Richard know, Mother Mildred Richard is of Oakland, California, and I tell you, we just so excited anytime Mother come on the line. You talking about nuggets to live by, nuggets to be able to treat your neighbor and your family and love them with the sincerity of God. That's none other than Mother. Mother have lived a fruitful life, and she's the grandmother, I think about over 50 some more grandchildren and what have you. So she has so much wisdom. So with no further ado, we'd like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker for the hour, and that's none other than Mother Mildred Richards of Oakland, California. And Mother also has hosts a broadcast on the Circle of Love Network, and they're also on Blog Talk Radio. And they're on 7 days a week. Amen. 7 days a week. But Mother hosts her own segment called Grandma's Touch. And it airs every Monday at 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 9 p.m. Central and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And their call-in number is area code 646-478-0116. And they're on every morning at 6 a.m. But Mother's segment is on Monday nights called Grandma's Touch at 7 p.m. And again, that number is area code 646-478-0116. So, Mother, we love you and we appreciate you, and thank you for coming on, sharing the word of God with our listeners on today. Mother Richard.
Amen. God bless you. And good evening to everyone that's listening today. We're so grateful to be fellowshipping with God's people, who is so precious to him. And we just thank God today that we have the word of God that we can rely on, lean on, and depend on, and it never gives away. And it's always true, right? It'll never fail. And I thank God today because God is so good and so wonderful, and he's so merciful to his people. And in spite of everything, he is good to us. In spite of everything, when we are not up to par, when we're a little slowful, when we don't do what he said do at the time he said do it, when we pray and when we, whatever the situation is, he said, I'll never leave you. We can be down and out, and he said, and look like you can't come back, but he said, I'll never leave you. And sometimes when you're down and out, you may be down, and people think you can get up. They'll stick around. But when they think that you're down and out, they get away from you. But Jesus said, no, I'll never go, never leave you. And I'll never, never, never deny you, never. And I love that. Because you know what? We need the Lord. Of all the different situations, all the different things that we encounter in life, we need the Lord to take us through the different situations. We need him to lead and guide us. Thank you, Mom. And so we thank God for all he has done because he's wonderful. And this thought today was going going through with a purpose, going through. We go through many, many things in life. And the scripture tells us in this life, you will have trials. You will. You're going to go through things in this life. But, hey, he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Always there. I'm there in the time of trouble. And I'm there when he's there when everything is going well with us. So we praise God and give God the glory. And for and we're going to have a little prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word. Because your words are true and powerful and quick and sharp as any two-edged sword. And because it cuts us asunder, fixing us for your use, and that we may be all that we can be for you, we thank you. We thank you for making us and molding us that we may be able to do the will of the Father. We thank you, O God, for this day that you made and bless us to rejoice in it. We thank you for this mind today. Help us to keep our mind stayed on you that we may always have perfect peace and not wander around like the children of Israel in the wilderness, not knowing where we are going or what we are doing or what we're supposed to do. Thank you for that, God. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for everything. And before we start asking you for anything, we want to thank you, first of all, for all that you have done. You've been good, and we praise and give you the glory. Continue to bless this broadcast, that it may bless others as they go out through over the nations, over the states, or wherever people are listening from, that they may be blessed from the word of God. In Jesus' mighty name, thank God. Amen. We're going to be talking today from several scriptures, and I'm going to start from, as they said, from the beginning, kind of back in the Old Testament, when the children of Israel was in captivity down in Egypt land. And you know, you heard the old song, as they said, the old Negro spiritual, that God told Moses, go down in Egypt and tell old Pharaoh, let my people go. He had a purpose in mind for those people. Even though they had sinned and called themselves to be in bondage. And guess what? They were in bondage over 400 years. And God allowed them to go through hardships. He allowed them to go through sometimes death under hard taskmasters. He allowed them to just pray and pray and pray and did not get an answer. Why? He had a purpose in mind. And sometimes it takes things like that to wake us up, to help us to know that when God is God, he wanted to prove himself to the people. God didn't just want to prove himself to the Israelites. He wanted to prove himself to the Egyptians. You know why? Because the Egyptians was his people also. He created everybody, everything. Everything that was made by him, and without him was nothing made. So all souls belong to God. But in the meantime, they were down in Egypt, slaves, working hard, some dying because they were under such hard taskmasters. But you know what? God had a purpose in mind. And he sent Moses down in Egypt land. But you know what he did? He hardened Pharaoh's heart. Now, he did that for a purpose. They were going through. They were praying. But the Bible says the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Now, when they really got together, see, sometimes we can pray, and our prayers are not as righteous as they should be. And we don't have the faith. Our faith is not up where it should be. And we got to work ourselves up, kind of work it up, you know. Like when you go to church, you usher the Spirit of God in by praying and singing and calling on the name of the Lord. You usher the Spirit in. God had to get those people ready to learn how to be free men and women. They were so used to being in slavery. They were so used to people telling them what to do and go here and go there and do this. He wanted them to learn how to be free. So he allowed them to really go through certain things in Egypt, so when they became free men and women, they would know how to conduct themselves and how to appreciate it. They went through. They went through. But you know what? When they got, and God had a purpose for that. He allowed them to go through many things. But in the book of Exodus, which means exit out, they, when the time really came after all the plagues came and God had to fix, he had to fix Pharaoh to know when Moses presented himself to Pharaoh and said, I am that I am, sent me here. What? Talking about his God. And Pharaoh let him know, I don't know your God. I don't know your God. We have many gods, but I don't know your God. And God wanted Pharaoh to know him too, just as those Israelites knew him. He sent 10 different plagues to prove to Pharaoh. He hardened Pharaoh's heart for this purpose. He had a purpose in mind for Pharaoh and the children of Israel. You know, and when all those different plagues, frogs and the flies and the blood, water turned to blood and hail coming down with fire and all those different things happened, the last plague was death of the firstborn of the Egyptians. He let them go through all of that to prove to him, I am that I am. Now, I want you to go through this, but I'm teaching you something. They couldn't see it. They didn't understand it. And the Israelites were just crying, and we need a deliverer. We need a deliverer. Deliver us. Well, he sent them a deliverer, but some of them didn't quite understand that Moses was there to lead them out of bondage, to deliver them from under heavy taskmasters. He let them go through all of these situations. But when that death of the firstborns of the Israelites came and Pharaoh's son died, he decided, take those people out of here. Go from me. Go. I don't want to see you all anymore. Go. That was the purpose of God allowing that firstborn child to die. From everyone that had a firstborn child at that particular time, he had a purpose in mind. He let them suffer heartache and pain and grief and sorrow. But he was proving to those Israelites who did not know him, I am that I am. And I want you to know me that way. And not only that, he proved it to the Hebrews. Do you know in Goshen where those Hebrews lived, no lice, no flies, no hail, no rain, no bloody water, and not a child, firstborn, secondborn, third, or nothing else died? Not a single one. God had a purpose in mind for them, and he was proving it to them. And they were saying, some of them couldn't understand it, but he did not change. He said, his way is right, and he don't change. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what goes for one goes for the other. And so you know what? Pharaoh was angry. He was upset. He was heartbroken. And he had to let them go because he was just too torn up to not to keep them. Let them go so they could serve their God. So they did. They left there. And they went into the wilderness. And because of their unbelief and because of their way of dealing with the situation, trying to be free men and women, God allowed them to walk around in that wilderness 40 years. Can you believe that? But before they really got to the wilderness, guess what? Pharaoh come to himself. Some of the people said, you're going to let those Egypts, you're going to let those Israelites go? Who's going to do the work? Who's going to do this? Who's going to do that? And he started thinking, you know, sometimes we can urge people on. we can people don't be thinking, and you can walk up there and say, I wouldn't let them go if I was you. Why are you going to let them go? Who's going to do all this work, and who's going to do this and that? He come to himself and said, as other people would say, he woke up. And he decided to pursue, go after them. Go after, get the army ready, get the army ready. We're going after them. We're going to bring them back. But God had another purpose in mind. He let them go through all of that and get ready, putting on their armor gear and getting their horses and chariots ready. And he allowed them to pursue the Israelites. But God did a wonder for them. You know, when I read that story, I said, look at God. Somebody said God showed up and showed out. No, he showed up and showed his power. He don't have to show out. Just show his power. Show his grace. Show his mercy. Show his strength. That's what he does. That's what he does. That's what he do for me. He come and show his strength and his love for his people. And everybody have to stand up and take notice. When he pursued them, they weren't quite across the Red Sea. And God allowed a pillar of fire to come between them and the Israelites to hold them back. And the people were so frightened. And we just get, sometimes we just go to pieces when something happens to us. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, what is this? What's going on? Oh, my God. Moses says, stand still. I mean, in other words, don't get all excited and everything. He done delivered you, brought you this far. And then we always say he didn't bring you this far to leave you. He brought you this far to elevate you, take you further, take you to another level. So you know what? He held those Egyptians back until they got themselves together. The Israelites got themselves together, and Moses cried out to God, and God said, Moses, what is that in your hand? He said, a rod. He said, hold it up. Moses held that rod up, and the water parted, and a wind came, a big wind, and dried up the ground where they walked on. And they were able to go through the Red Sea on dry ground, not muddy. Their sandals didn't get all muddy. They didn't bog down in the mud. They went through on dry land. And the Lord was showing them something. I am. That I am. For you. Because I love you. Because you are my creation. But I got a purpose in mind for you. I want you to learn how to be free men and women. I want you to learn how to serve me in spirit and in truth. I don't want no doubt in your mind. I want you to serve me with all your heart, not with your lips, but with your heart. I want you to serve me. I want you to serve me with your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And do you know when the last ones, when Moses let his arms down and he ran and caught up with the rest of the Israelites, and the last ones got across that Red Sea, the Lord released that cloud of fire and allowed the Egyptians to pursue the Israelites. And when they started through that water, he let them get just so far in where all the soldiers and the chariots was in the water. And then what happened? The waters came together because Moses' hands were down. As long as his hands was up, they were winning the battle. The water was parted, and they were able to go through. Go through. And you know what the Lord is saying to us? He didn't want them to look back. Don't look back and get all frightened. I saw a movie called The Ten Commandments, you know, and this lady got halfway, and she was, yeah, oh, look, look. He don't want us looking back and doing all that. Run. Set your face on the prize. Look forward. Forget all that stuff behind you and press forward. Go through. Go through. You almost made it. Go through. Don't stop right here. Keep on going. because I have something in a purpose for you. He wanted them to go to a land flowing with milk and honey where they could have a good life. They've been in bondage 400 years. It was time for them to learn how to live like free men and women and raise their children to serve Jehovah God instead of those idols down there in Egypt. He had something in mind for them. But they didn't quite understand what was going on. So you know what happened? They, after the waters came together and drowned Pharaoh's army, and the Israelites was able to go ahead, and we said, go ahead. They was able to go ahead and see what the Lord had in store for them. And they, but instead of them, they were in the wilderness now, but instead of them believing God, trusting God, they started to murmur and complain. Instead of just going through and we're just so grateful and praising God for the deliverance, praising God for us making it through the Red Sea and Pharaoh's army didn't get us, praising God for putting them on the other side, they start complaining, murmuring, and the scripture tells us do all things without murmuring and complaining. That's disobedience right there. When he said don't complain and we complain, that's disobedience. So because of unbelief and disobedience, they had to walk around in the wilderness 40 years, 40, and had to fight many battles, fight other nations, had to lose some of their loved ones in the battles, had to go a little hungry. He had to feed them manna from heaven. He was teaching them how to be patient, how to love one another. They began to fight each other, complain about different things, and they began to just commit adultery and lie, and they were doing all kinds of things. But God still had a purpose in mind. And his purpose is not going to fail, even if everybody don't get it, even if only a few people receive it, it's still the purpose of God is going to be carried out. It's going to be come out exactly as he planned it, regardless of how many of them fail. Regardless of how many fail. Today when the Lord give us a test, and we can't order our own test. The Lord does it, and he does what's best for us, and sometimes it hurts. In order to take the evil thoughts out of our mind, God has to let something happen to us where we pray night and day. In order to get rid of jealousy, which is cruel as the grave, God has to allow us to go through something that will make you stay awake all night long. It will cause you to cry, God, help me. What is this? What? A lady told me the other day, she said, look like every time one thing clear up, something else happens. She said, I don't know what this is. Something is going in, is in my life, and it's just coming just like a whirlwind. As soon as one thing is over, another one comes. All the time, I said, take it patiently. What are you talking about? Ask God to give you patience because he has a purpose in your life. You don't see it. You can't understand it. But what you need to do is go through. Don't complain about it. Just go through. He's teaching you patience. If he's not teaching you patience, he's teaching you how to deal with other people. He's teaching you how to handle different spirits. There's something there that he needs you to understand. He needs you to grasp her. He needs you to be educated from. You need to catch it. You need to ask him, teach me, Lord. Show me what you want me to get out of this trial that's come in my life. Show it to me. Show it to me and fix me for it. Fix me for this trial that's in my life, that seems that won't go away. That seems to be, and you know what? He will give you an insight. He will teach you how to walk upright before him. He will let you go through, and I tell you, you'll come out and say, I'm so glad the Lord showed me that. And you see other people going through the same thing, and they just having a fit and can't seem to keep themselves together. You say, I'm so glad God taught me how to do that. I am so glad, but I didn't understand it then. But he taught me what to do and how to do it. And you know, in this Exodus, the 14th chapter and the 16th verse. And God told Moses, but lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it. God give us power. Sometimes we don't use it. He gave him power, said divide it. He didn't say he was going to divide. God didn't say, I'm going to divide it for you. No. He said, you lift up your rod and you divide. And it didn't just say you, but he said divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry land through the midst of the sea. God has given us power. And we used to sing a song, power, power, wonder working power. In the blood, if we have the blood covering us, we have power. But we need to learn how to work it, or let it work in us. Because the scripture says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. But when we start complaining, we lose joy. It starts to drip, drip, drip out as a bucket with a hole in it. We need to stop complaining and pray about everything. Pray about it. You can't do anything about it but pray. That's something we will never be able to do anything about. We have to give it to the Lord. That's why he said, cast all your cares on me, for I care for you. So the Israelites had to give it to the Lord. They had to go to God. And Moses kept trying to tell them. He kept, and they looked, seemed like the more he tried to encourage them and tell them about the goodness of the Lord and pray and stand still and believe God, the worse they became. And when Moses was out of their presence, they went berserk. We shouldn't have to have anyone to watch over us. We shouldn't have to have anyone to have to be right there. See, they were so used to people being over them with a rod, screaming at them and hollering at them as slaves and telling them what to do. But when they became free people, they didn't have that. They were so used to being under bondage. God was trying to teach them how to be free people. Do something for yourself. Do not depend on others. You can always depend on God, but you got to go through. You got to go through. You have to humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Humble yourself and go through and ask him, help me, teach me, help me to see in this trial what you are trying to teach me. I need it, Lord. I don't want to miss it. And someone said the other day, if you don't pass the test, you got to go through it again and again and again. And he's going to let you keep going through it until you get it. So you understand, but ask the Lord. Don't try to do it yourself. He didn't tell you to do it yourself. He said, he told Moses, hold up your rod. Lift up the rod and stretch it out over the sea and divide it. That means you got to do something for yourself. I gave you power. Now use it and go through. Go through. And sometimes those fiery trials are so hot. Sometimes they are so heavy. Sometimes they come so often. And the devil, you know why? The devil does that to keep you from praying. Because sometimes you can get so discouraged, you don't pray. You just complain and moan and groan and tell other people, I'm going through and I'm doing this. And the Lord is saying, why don't you pray? Why don't you bring that to me? Why don't you cast that care upon me? Because I care about you. I love you. Bring it to me. Stop telling your friend about it. It's all right to have prayer partners. That's beautiful. And ask them, say, I need you to pray with me. I need you to pray for me. That's okay. But, honey, most of all, take it to Jesus. Take it to him and let him walk you through it. He'll hold your hand. He will take you through. He will lead and guide you and direct your footsteps. And when you come out, you'll come out with the victory. You have a testimony. And you can stand up and tell what you know. The Bible says, talk what you know. testifying what you have seen. I saw the Red Sea part. I saw Pharaoh's army get drowned. I saw the Israelites delivered. Oh, you got a testimony when the Lord takes you through. And you can stand on it, and that'll be your testimony. You know, sometimes we try to tell other people's testimony. Tell your own.
Come on.
Talk about what you know about God. What he's done for you. How the doctor gave me up, and I had 3 months to live, so they said. But I took it to Jesus, and I'm still here. Just as strong as I've ever been. Just as powerful I'll ever be. And if it had not been for the Lord, I would not have made it. I would not have made it. But I went through. But I asked for guidance. I asked for directions. And the Lord pointed it out to me. Don't the scripture tell us, I'll put a light in your pathway? You don't know where you're going. You know, remember when the Lord told Abraham to leave his father's house, he didn't know where he was going. But God directed him. The Lord blessed him. And guess what? He became a mighty man. He believed God for every word, everything he told him. He believed and trusted God. And God counted his faith as righteousness. And all these scriptures is written and there for us so that we can glean from what the old prophets and the people of old went through. Now, we don't go through some of those things, but our trials to us today is just as heavy, just as fiery, and hurt us just as bad. But the Lord is saying, what I did for them, I'll do it for you. I'm the same God that delivered Israel. I'm the same God that will deliver you and take you through and bless you. I'm the same God. And God loves us. His love never gets stale. His love is always strong, and he delivers his people. But if we learn, you know what? I've worked in the prison ministry for 38 years, and I said to one of the men that was on death row one time, I said, how did it feel knowing that you were here and any day they could take you and kill you? He said, lady, I learned to do time. He said he learned how to do time. He learned not to complain. He learned not to be upset. He just take every day, one day at a time. He said, I've learned how to do time, and it don't bother me. So we got to learn how to go through. We got to learn how to be patient. We got to learn how to elevate our faith, read the Bible, because faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. We've got to hear it more often so that our faith will be up where it should be. And when we pray, because the Bible tells us to ask for what we want. Ask after we have repented and ask God to forgive us for all our sins and ask him to be our God and all this. He said, you can ask me for whatever you want. In other words, get yourself straight with me, and you can ask me for what you want, and I will do it for you. But we got to learn how to go through. We got to learn how to be patient and how to love like the Bible said love. We got to do it his way, and we will be victorious every time. But, honey, we're going to have to learn how to let the word of God become alive in us. We wasn't there to see Jesus taken down off that cross. We wasn't there to see him when he rose from the grave. But he said, blessed are those that do not see, that did not see, and yet they believe. Believe God. Go through. It's not easy. The Bible didn't tell you it was going to be easy. It was going to be joyful. He just said, go through, and I'll never leave you. I won't leave you to suffer in that situation. But go through your trials. Go through your tribulations, and with the Lord holding your hand. And I was telling someone the other day, and they was asking me something about the scriptures and how you do this and how you do that and how you stand. Oh, praise the Lord and all this. I said, you know what? The Lord brought me where I am today. He taught me the word of God along with other pastors that I set up under. The Lord did all this that I may know how to serve him in spirit and in truth. And sometimes I feel like I can feel the Lord walking by my side. Because I've been in some terrible, terrible car accidents, and I felt his presence, and I rejoiced and was exceedingly really glad when the Lord took me through. When he brought me out, I was happy about it. But I didn't wait until that time to call on the name of the Lord. I did it way before that happened. In other words, people ask me, oh, you was prayed up. I said, well, I prayed. I don't know about being prayed up, but I know I prayed every day. I know I sought the Lord with my whole heart. I know I cried out to him extensively, and I lived according to his word. And when I was wrong, I repented and asked God to forgive me. Now, we all have been wrong at times. We were born in sin, shaped in iniquity, and had to be born again. But then we also have to learn how to live holy, too, so we can go through. God is good to us. I love him. And sometimes I'd be sitting right here smiling, and ain't nobody in the house but me. You would think I was ready for the insane. It just smiled me. I'm thinking about the goodness of the Lord and how he brought me over, brought me through, and set my feet on solid ground. It just made me happy, and I just smile when ain't nothing even funny. Glory. Hallelujah. I thank God because he's wonderful. And I'm so happy to be with you all today. May God bless you, encourage your heart, and may your day be wonderful all day long. And so in the name of Jesus, I give God the glory and thank you. And back in the hands of Sister Adrian Bernard. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Mother. I tell you, you know, we, the children of Israel, had to have a purpose, and they had to have faith to believe that God was going to take them across. Sometimes we get discouraged, Mother. That was a good word. We get discouraged, and we take our eyes off of Jesus and what he has spoken to us. And that's what we're going through in the day and age that we're living in. We're so into trying to impress our peers and trying to keep up with what's the latest, but we never really, I won't say we never, but this is the time when we have to trust God, because we're all going through something. The Bible said we're going to suffer. We're going to be persecuted. We're going to go through for the name of Jesus. So, hey, if you done decided to follow Jesus, hey, honey, stick to it. Because God ain't through with us yet, Mother. He's not through with us yet. And I just thank God for Mother Richard coming and sharing that. We're going through with purpose. Going through with purpose. And just thinking about Mother, she and I had pretty much similar incidents, where mine was an incident and Mother's was an accident, where her car, a hydroplane, and I was blessed to not have anything happen to the car, neither myself, but it threw me in a frenzy. And I tell you, you know, when you faced with the situation where you basically stare in debt in the face, in the face, you don't have nobody to call upon but Jesus. And I just grabbed that wheel. I can remember that was in November, and I think Mother's happened after mine. But the Lord allowed me. And every time I'm driving down Highway 12, I'm reminded of that, Mother. So we take so many things for granted, and even in the midst of us going through, we can't murmur, we can't complain. Nobody want to be in the fire. Ooh, Jesus didn't even want to go through, but he came to himself and he said, for this cause have I come. So we got to know that as we go through, just go through with that purpose in your heart, with that purpose in your mind. Get you a portrait of Jesus. Get you a portrait of what he went through. And if we get a portrait of what he went through, whoa, these light afflictions that we're enduring, they're only for a moment. But as I was saying, Mother, as you was talking about that Red Sea experience and how Pharaoh, the Lord had Pharaoh, Moses to tell Pharaoh to let his people go. I began to think about that hydroplane. I thought that was it for me. I'm going to tell you, Mother, Sister Ruby, I thought that was it, because I was driving about 80. I had to be doing about 80, and it was raining. But it wasn't raining when I left
Sacramento and headed on into Stockton. And that car just started spinning, and it spun about 5 or 6 times. And Mother Richard, I tell you, after I was just holding on to the wheel, took my feet off the gas and the brakes and just held on to the wheel and called on Jesus. And as that car stopped, it glided over the embankment, and I didn't know how far that embankment was down. I didn't know if any trees or anything would be in the way, but it was a clear path, and it wasn't too far down. And then it just leveled off on flat ground. Oh, God, and as I passed that spot, Mother, driving on highway on I-5 coming into Lodi, I passed that spot. And as I passed that spot, I think about maybe no more than 20 feet. It couldn't have been no more. And I'm going to get out one day and I'm going to measure that, because that's a testimony of what God will do for you if you keep your eyes on Jesus. And I tell you about, I say about 20, no more than 25 feet away, I would have been right at the intersection of I-5 and 12, and that car would have went over that embankment and dropped onto another another intersection, and I would have been dead on spot. I just believe that. And then Mother had an incident, and I'm gonna let Mother share that incident with you before we get off the line, because somebody needs to be encouraged. Somebody needs to know that God is a preserver. He is a sustainer. Amen. So, Mother, can you just share that testimony?
Amen. Amen. On November the 28th, I had the accident on November the 28th.
Man, that was November the 9th. Hey, Mother. Go ahead, Mother.
On the 580 freeway here in Oakland. I had just left Kaiser Hospital where I had surgery on my eyes. And the doctor had said, sit down for a few minutes and wait until you think that you can go out in the sun. Well, it was sunshine in just a little bit when I left his office. But then it began to cloud up. And as I drove down the freeway, I was almost home, and it started to rain, because it started clouding up just as I was leaving the hospital, and it started to rain, and the streets were slippery, the highway was slippery, and I was trying to find the defroster inside the car to turn it on so the windshield would be more clear. As I tried to find it, I felt the car kind of moving and swaying a little bit. But I put my foot on the brake. I was going a little bit fast, though. And I put my foot on the brake. And then, like, when I put my foot on the brake, the car began to swerve more and more and more. And they say you're never supposed to put your foot on the brake when you're in a spin, you know. And so the car was just spinning round and round on that freeway. I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, I need you. I need you. I need you. And I said, please help me, please help me. And the car began to spin, and it hit the wall of the freeway, the back end, and it tore that back end up. And then it spun around again, the front end hit that concrete wall of the freeway. And then I went down a little further, and it spun over, you know, like you'd be up on the freeway, and then you go down to the next level. It went down, and I could feel that car just driving. It wouldn't stop. It just wouldn't stop. And I kept crying out to God. I said, God, please, if this is the way you want me to go, please forgive me for everything I've ever done. And I want to see your face in peace. Please forgive me. I was praying. I said, but help me, God.
Help.
I passed out. And they said that I hit a tree when the car fell off the freeway down to the next level. I hit a tree, a little tree. And one of the branches was in my motor. It broke every window out of the car, every window. The front end was messed up. The back end was messed up. And when I passed out, the car ran into the brick wall down at the bottom. And I laid there. Someone came along and saw me, and they called the highway patrol and the police. And when they come to the car, I was out. I was passed out. So they knocked on the window and woke me up. Hey, lady, roll your window down. Glory to God. I could hear them, but I couldn't respond. And so all of a sudden, the Lord touched me, and I woke up. And I said, what you want me to roll the window down for? And he said, you've been in the accident. I said, what? He said, yeah, roll the window down so I can see if you're okay. The ambulance was there, and I raised up, and I looked. It was raining. It had started raining. It was raining heavier. And so he said, get out and open the door and turn around. Let me see if you can stand up. So one of the policemen said to the other people, she's alive, because they thought I was dead because I was leaning over the stern wheel. And then he said, she's alive. And then the people began to move back and move away, you know, when they found out that I was alive. And he said, stand out. Put your feet out the car and get out. So I opened the door. I was a little dazed. I opened the door, and he reached in and got my feet and swung me around. I stood up, and I got soaking wet in the rain. And I said, I'm cold. He said, the ambulance came, and he said, well, we wrap you in a blanket, and we're going to take you to the hospital. I said, sir, I just left the hospital. I don't need to go back. He said, oh, yeah. He put a yoke on my neck. And I said, I don't need that. He said, oh, yeah, lady, what we saw when we came up here, you need this. He said, you might have a whiplash, and your neck might be hurt some kind of way. He said, let me do my job. This is my job. He said, but come on over here and get in the ambulance because you're shaking and you're cold. And I got in the ambulance. I was soaking wet. And they covered me up in a blanket and put the IV and all this and gave me oxygen and everything. And I raised up and looked out the window of the ambulance. And I said, oh, somebody had a terrible accident. Look at that.
And it was you.
Kid you not, lady. We pulled you out of that car.
My God.
Don't tell me my car's messed up like that. He said, oh, yeah. He said, you got towing service? I said, yes. I said, I have AAA. He said, well, then where you want us to tow the car to? I said, well, take it to my house, and then I'll have them to take it to where I used to get my car fixed. So I called my insurance company, and they went and looked at the car. They said, nothing we can do about that car. It's torn completely up. So they had to pay me for the car. So I had to go get me another one. But you know what? They couldn't even put a Band-Aid on me at the hospital. They said, somebody upstairs loves you. I said, I'm glad. He said, because we can't even put a Band-Aid on you. You're doing so well. And you just had surgery on your eyes. I said, I sure did. So they told me to go home, get me something to eat because I'm a diabetic. And get you some rest. And make sure you call your insurance company. And I did just that. And I'm still here going.
Wow.
Praise the Lord.
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we bless you, Mother. I tell you, serving God will pay off.
Yes, ma'am.
God will pay off. Ah, he'll come to our rescue when we least expect.
Yes.
Amen. He said when the tempter even come, he'll make a way for us to escape. So we bless the Lord for you today, Mother. Thank you for taking out your busy schedule and coming and sharing with us. And we want to, again, thank you for that word.
Yes,
going with purpose. Amen. And we don't have many callers on the line today. I see Sister Latasha. Let me see if she have a word, if she have a comment or a remark. God bless you, Sister Latasha.
Hi, how are you? Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm so much more better, so much more blessed.
Amen.
I didn't join in. I didn't join in, actually, earlier this week because I had a couple of incidents going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the devil being himself, and you know. I went to church on Sunday, had a glorious time.
Wow.
Enjoyed myself, came back home just praising God for the day that I just had and, you know, just thinking about the word and what was said and the people and just saying, okay, this is where I'm supposed to be around the new group of loves that I feel and see.
All right.
And Monday morning, this week, Monday morning, come. My daughter's on her way to work. So she's standing there at the bus stop, and these group of guys circle her around in the car, but she didn't pay no mind. She just kept looking straight, but she felt leery, eerie, that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
The car come back around again. So when she saw him again, she knew. The guy got out of the car, punched her all in the face, hitting her, snatched her bag. He robbed her.
My goodness.
It took her about 5 minutes before she was on her way back home, crying, distraught. Mm. We both crying. We both distraught.
Yes.
And I just felt at that moment,
my God,
I was hurt. I was hurt as her mother. I was hurt. Because I felt helpless that it was nothing I can do, just being her mother, and then she was violated.
Right.
So I did all the things that I was supposed to do as far as the police and all that good stuff, but I just started to think immediately, you are trying to take what I got yesterday.
Yes.
And I ain't going to let you have it. You know why you didn't get it? Because she walked back through this door. They didn't kill her. They didn't shoot her. They didn't cut her. They hit her in the face. Yeah, she bruised and her neck is sore. But she's back in the house telling me what happened to her.
She's alive. Hallelujah.
I said, even in spite of this happened to me, thank you for reminding me who really had my back. Thank you for making me pray stronger, making me pray harder. Thank you for letting me go through this incident with her, letting me know just who to turn to.
All right, all right.
So the detective called me today. I answered the phone. He says, Tashay's mom, say yes. He says, we just want to call you and let you know we recover her property.
Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
And we have a suspect, and she's the only one out of all the other girls that was hurt today, because it was 10 other girls robbed. She was just one of the victims.
Lord,
he said she is the only one, because she fought him, saw his face, and gave us persistent facial marks and things that he has. No one else saw him but her.
Was able to identify him. Okay.
We need her to come down tomorrow, please. So we can show her some pictures so that she can help stop this person.
Oh, Jesus.
So he just messing with me. He just bothering me. He's shaking me up because he's mad because I'm doing a 360 now.
Come
and he
on.
See I'm moving from him, and I'm not living the life that I was just last week. I have did
right.
a complete jump from him. So he's just upset because he's losing another one. He's losing me.
Hey, turning it around. Hallelujah.
He's losing me.
All
the
right.
spot that he left me in last week, I'm not standing there anymore. So now I have his attention.
Come on.
So I'm just thanking God for what he is doing in my life. I'm thanking God even for the trials and tribulations, because every pain has purpose. Every pain that you do feel has purpose for you to feel it. And I'm just glad that I am able to grow. I'm growing.
All right. Thank you, Lord.
I'm growing.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. And you expect the enemy. You don't know where he's coming from, how he's coming, when he's going to come. But you know any time you make a sacrifice, Mother Richard, any time you make a sacrifice and you do that 360 like you said, and God starts turning some things around in your life, the enemy is angry. Remember, his job is to steal, kill, and destroy. And when he can't penetrate through you, he'll penetrate through your children. And that's what he does. He comes to break down families. And once he starts attacking, then he lets it trickle on now. But long as you stand firm and you start speaking the
and you start denouncing, you start declaring and decreeing that I'm going to stand on this gospel. Ah, we got to get a testimony like Job. Though he slay me, even though you hit my daughter in the face and you robbed and took off possessions, guess what? That's not going to deter me. Ah, I'm going to stay focused because I know God got something better for me.
Yes.
Every test that I go through, for every trial, for every persecution, guess what? God going to bring me out. Because remember, he said we're going to be persecuted. Hey, hallelujah, but we will not be destroyed. We are going to be we're going to be cast down sometime. Hallelujah. We're going to go through some distresses, and things are not going to always be perfect. Things not going to always be pleasant. But just know that, guess what? There's nothing too hard for God. Yeah, God can change your circumstances in the moment of a twinkling of an eye. Hey, so
yes.
You stay grounded. You stay firm. You keep your mind on Jesus. You continue to seek God with all your heart, and you're going to see God show up in your life. Ah, because he's not
yes.
a man. Hey, yeah, no. He's not a man that he would lie, and neither is he the son of man that he'd have to repent to anybody. God don't have to answer nobody. Amen. So you be encouraged, sister.
Yes.
God ain't through with you yet. Ah, keep on. We on this line. We're right here to pray for you and to intercede and to take whatever requests we have to the Lord, because we all need prayer. We all need encouragement. We all need to know that God is not too far away. If we draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to us. Amen. So we bless you today for coming on and sharing that testimony with us today. And we just thank God that the Lord allowed her not to be injured with no
yes.
great injury to her body. But I know a violation is a violation when somebody rob you and attack you. That's something that just don't dissolve instantly. So she'll be going through just thinking about that. But just know that God is with us. So we're going
yes.
to pray for you and pray for your family, that God will continue to keep you covered by the blood. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you.
See
another call, Area Code 760. Oh, that's Dawn. So she on a tablet today. God bless you, Dawn. She on the phone, so I won't be able to disturb her or whatever. But we're going to go to Sister Ruby for a remark, a comment, and then we're going to have Mother Richard come back and close us on out with a word of prayer. Mother, we thank you. In the day. God bless you.
Put your butt in the potato.
Oh, praise God bless. It's been a blessing, Mother Richard, for the Lord to give you the Old Testament and for you to expound on it. It was truly a blessing. As he started the earth and the beginning and all in the Old Testament, they had to go through to be strengthened for a purpose. So I thank the Lord for you, and the word is it was so encouraging, and you told the story. Like it is the story, just like in the Bible, you told the story about Moses in the Red Sea and on and on and on, and the Lord had purpose for them because they was 400 years old. But what I love so much what you done was you told them about where the Hebrew people lived at that time. They were Hebrew people that in Goshen. All them plagues came up on Pharaoh and in Egypt, but none came where Jesus' people was at. Isn't that awesome? I say, Lord, I just thank you for Mother Richard today. So it's been a blessing, and God take care and bless you more. Amen. God, so God to you.
Amen, amen. So Mother Richard, thank you so much. You really encouraged our hearts today, and as always, we love the opportunity that we have for you to come on and just present this gospel and just do it raw and uncut. We love you and appreciate you. So we're going to have Mother to have the final comments and close us out with the prayer. We've seen a few more callers that dropped off, so we're going to go on ahead, and we're not going
prolong any longer. Those that tune in late will be going on to the next chapter. Amen. God bless you, Mother.
Amen. God bless you, and thank you so much for the invitation. I really appreciate it, and I thank God for his word. That's what keeps us going. That's our strength. That's our life. That's my livelihood, and I love it, and I thank God for it. As someone said, I'm living this on purpose. I'm not doing it in the strain. I'm doing it because I enjoy doing it, because I enjoy being blessed, and I thank God for it. He never, never forgets to bless me day by day. And whatever the need is, whatever I need, he gives it to me. Not all the time, every time I ask. Sometimes it comes a little bit later, but it comes on time whenever I really need it. And I thank God for it. So, you know, I just praise God and give God the glory. And I just hope I said something to encourage or help someone. I always ask the Lord, whatever you give me to say, let it start with me. Let me be an example of what I'm talking about. Because most of the time, people would rather see a message than to hear one.
Come on.
And when they see it in our lives, then we know that God is in the blessing business. God bless you, and y'all have a wonderful evening.
Amen, amen. And we certainly want you all to tune in and invite someone to come on the line for these next 2 days. We're going to have Pastor Edward Hamilton. If you have not heard this man of God, I tell you, get your pen and your pad together. He will be doing a 2-day seminar. He's our Provoke Friday speaker. So we want you to encourage someone to come on the line. He's talking about going through. And if you're on Facebook, we've already got a chart together. And he's going to tell us about the different stages and phases of going through in relationships, in families, in our community, in the church. So you don't want to miss this teaching for 2 days starting tomorrow and again on Friday. So we bless you and we give you praise. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Mother Richards. We thank you for the word that she has shared with us today on going through with purpose. Lord God, we're asking you to continue to overtake her, continue to bless her, keep a hedge about her and her family, bless her home, bless her children, bless her ministry, Lord God, and even her broadcast, Grandma's Touch, Lord God. We're asking you to bless that, give her creative ideas, Lord God, where she can bring forth interesting topics for discussion, God. God bless Sister Ruby, our co-host, that faithfully opens up this switchboard and host this broadcast with us. We thank you for Sister Latasha. We even thank you for Tashay, her daughter, that was not murdered, that was not killed, just had an injury. Lord God, we're asking you to encourage her heart today, God. Bless her going out and her coming in. Let your blood continually to cover her as she go to her job and go through the wicked streets, Lord God. Shield her and protect her, Lord God. Let her be watchful of her surroundings. Let her be watchful as she get in and out of her vehicle, Lord God. And even Sister Latasha, Lord God, and what she's going through and being laid off the job, God, we asking you to bless her, God. Give her some creative ideas, Lord God. Give her a plan on what to do, Lord God. Income to our family, Lord God, and just to be caught doing what you would have her to do. Increase her faith and her knowledge of you, Lord God. Give her a thirst and a hunger to continue to seek you for wisdom. Continue to seek you for guidance. Continue to seek you for direction, Lord God. And as we dismiss and off this broadcast, God, we want you to forever remember us, God. Continue to pray for this, bless this nation as a whole, God. Those that was hurt because of this verdict, Lord God, don't let them ride in the street, Lord God. Let there be a viable solution for all that we have had to go through, God. You said except for seed die in the ground, there could be no life. So we don't know why this situation happened, Lord God, but only you know. And we want something great and something magnificent to come out
of this child, you losing his life. Comfort his mother and his father, God. Comfort his brother, Lord God, and all those family members that's connected, and all of those that have prayed for righteousness to come forth, Lord God. You're still able to touch them, Lord God, for you are a God of mercy. You are a God of peace. Hallelujah. Let peace dwell in our hearts. Let peace dwell in the nation, God. Give us a mind to continue to think about those that are less fortunate, Lord God. Give us a mind to think on the things of others more highly than we do ourselves. Continue to give us grace and humility as we walk, Lord God, and as we continue to serve you with all our heart, mind, body, and soul, God. We thank you for Pastor Hamilton, and even continue to pray for the bereaved family of those everywhere, God. We praise you and we magnify you. Continue to strengthen my sister, Lord God. I lost a cousin down in New Orleans, God. I'm asking you to pray for my cousin, the mother of that young man that was found, my cousin, yesterday, early this morning. Remember the Sanders family, Lord God. Touch my mother. Remember Danielle, God. And I want you, those of you that have Facebook accounts, there's a petition online about these mandatory minimum sentencing, and my sister, most of you all have not heard the story. She's been there 20 years and got 3 life sentences. They have never murdered anybody dealing with drugs. And here, you know, we give people a slap on their wrist. But anyway, 20 years is a long time. It's time for her to come out. So sign that petition about these unfair mandatory minimum sentences that is always pronounced upon our children. Amen, amen. We're not trying to say that they haven't done anything wrong. We know that, but extend the same mercy to them that you extend to others. Amen. So we want you to sign that petition on Facebook and get your friends and family to sign. Because you know what? I'm realizing when it's our children, you know, we want everybody to rally around our children, but we won't give one another the same support. But God is a just God. He's a righteous God, and he'll always do what's right. So we thank you and we praise you and we give God all the glory for you being attentive and tuning in to this broadcast. And next week we got a lineup of speakers, and we're going to continue this subject matter, going through with purpose. So God bless you all. Have a beautiful and glorious day, and we'll see you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're going to close out with
people
that.
All over the world tell me, Kurt Carr, you've written some songs that have carried me through some difficult situations. Well, my friend, God gave me those songs to encourage you in your time of crisis. And right now, you might be in a terrible storm. You might have pain in your life, but God is a healer, and he'll give you peace in the sanctuary. A healer.
God is a healer.
Yes, he is.
in the sanctuary, and it's waiting for me. Yeah, he can heal anything that's broken in your life. Wherever you are listening to me, God is healing you right now. Pastor Timothy Wright, I know you've been through, my brother, but hold on. Hold on to what you know. Hold on to that faith. But in the midst of your pain, the healer will give you peace. So thank God for. Thank you, God. The sanctuary. Thank you for my place of rest in me. I rest in you.